Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Humanists are trying to remove a popular Florida cross, but the question is, will they be successful? I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is a case of the American Humanist Association. This particular organization has filed a lawsuit challenging a 30-foot Christian cross that is displayed in a city park, and it's maintained by taxpayer money, saying that it violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. It's in the panhandle of Florida in the city of Pensacola. Matt, this particular situation, the MO, is the same for this as it is for other cases like the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They ultimately and others want to go after these kinds of symbols, saying that it's somehow a violation of the First Amendment. But this particular cross goes all the way back to 1941. It was a cross that was erected to focus on Memorial Day and Veterans Day celebration in honor of our fallen war heroes.
Yeah, and of course, once again, they don't have a leg to stand on. Using their argument here, their flawed argument, non-constitutional, counter-constitutional argument, every monument in Washington, D.C., the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, which all have reference to God and the Bible, and they would all have to be torn down or sandblasted. This is absurd.
Well, it is. You know, the fact is, we've got Arlington Cemetery, right? Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C.,
Crosses.
And that's supported by the federal government. These are men and women of the military that can be laid to rest there and memorialized. And they could have a Star of David. Some of them have Stars of David, those that are Jewish. Others can have nothing in terms of a religious symbol. And Christians can have the cross. Does that mean that somehow that is an establishment of religion? Well, these atheist groups would certainly want that to be the case. They would want to take a sandblaster, a chisel, and go after every single one of these celebrations, memorial services, these symbols, even though they're honoring our fallen heroes.
And really what it boils down to is their denial of God. They're wanting so much to rebel against God and to deny that he even exists. So they go to these extreme measures to try to eliminate any representation of him.
Yeah, and so the American Humanist Association, in conjunction with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they filed a lawsuit in 2015 against Pensacola. They said that this cross was a violation of the First Amendment. A judge in the case ultimately found that it was. He lamented, however, that he didn't really want to come to that decision, mm-hmm. It sounds like. He lamented that the U.S. Supreme Court has made a mockery, if you will, of some of these cases, and it's muddy that they haven't had a clear decision on these cases. And frankly, you know, there's a lot of truth in that, Matt, because they haven't been consistent with the intent of the First Amendment. Had they been consistent with it, you would never even have this argument.
Yeah, the Supreme Court having imposed a number of different tests. Matt, you mentioned the Arlington Cemetery. Let's go back to that for a second. What the Freedom From Religion Foundation, what the American Humanist Association would like to see done is a bulldozer taken into Arlington, knocking down, plowing through all of the crosses. Imagine those who gave those Christians or those Jews who gave their lives to have their tombstones, because they're shaped in the form of a cross or have right. Some kind of religious just plowed down. That's what they would like to see happen. They want our American history and every public forum in the United States scrubbed of any recognition of our Judeo-Christian heritage. It's disgusting.
What a slap in the face to these heroes who have given their lives for our freedom.
And the families, you know,
exactly.
if somebody thinks that that is a stretch, that that's just histrionics, you know, that's an exaggeration. It's not.
That's exactly what they want to happen.
Yeah, there was a case in Pennsylvania that has on the outside of the government building the Ten Commandments etched, carved into stone, actually in the side of the building. And there was a lawsuit against it. The lower court ultimately ruled that it violated the First Amendment so-called Establishment Clause. It got up on appeal. And while it was pending on appeal, the court ultimately ruled that it had to be covered. So on the outside of the building, literally it's into it. You can't just pull it off the outside. It's etched in, carved into the side of the building. They covered it with a cloth, and it had to be covered pending the entire appeal. Fortunately, the appellate court ultimately reversed it and said, no, this is not a violation of the First Amendment, and the cloth covering was able to come off. That's exactly what would happen here.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably not going to cover with a blanket these particular gravestones, but here's what would happen. What would happen is you'd have to etch them out, because had the Court of Appeals gone the wrong way, and the only reason why the court said you have to cover it rather than chisel it out is because it still was up on appeal. But had the Court of Appeals gone the wrong way, you wouldn't just put a cloth over it. You'd literally have to have somebody come out there with a chisel, a jackhammer, and literally chisel it out of the side of the building.
Wow.
So that's what would happen to these memorials that are etched in the tombstones and other places. This cross was erected in 1941, and it has been included in Memorial Day and Veterans Day celebrations. It was the site of community-wide memorial service after the death of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, going back that far. So it's become part of the fabric of Pensacola. And certainly it is a memorial in honor of our veterans who have given their lives and sacrificed their lives in defending our freedom.
Yeah, Matt, let me ask you a question, Matt. What about the names of cities? What about Corpus Christi?
San Antonio, San Francisco.
Los Angeles.
Corpus Christi, it's just amazing.
Aren't they then going to have to go and change all the names of these Christian-named cities using their illogic?
Yeah, I mean, you look at Los Angeles, the city of what? Angels.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so many of them. Yeah, I mean, this
Corpus Christi is literally
the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
You can't get more Christian than that, body of Christ. And in fact, Corpus Christi is oftentimes what maybe a priest might say.
Right. So speaking of the body of Christ, we as the church need to be fervently praying and speaking up against these tragic cases that keep coming up, trying to erase God from our foundation and from our history.
Yeah, so this is a real critical issue. It's now pending before what's called the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which governs Florida, Georgia, Alabama, those particular parts of our southeastern part of the United States. It's a big case, and lots of these issues, every one of these cases are significant, because if they go the wrong way, if freedom from religion, and that's what exactly they mean, they want freedom from religion. Basically, they want no religion.
They are anti-Christian, engaging in anti-Christian religious cleansing. That's what they're trying to do here. They're religious cleansing. They want all references to Christ or Christianity scrubbed from our history books, from our monuments, from our memorial sites, from everything. And it's all about animus against Christianity and Christians because they first hated Christ. That's what it boils down to.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it does boil down to. And this organization, Freedom From Religion Foundation, is very anti-Christian. It's not a free thinker, so-called agnostic. The difference between an atheist and an agnostic is an agnostic doesn't know if there's a God. An atheist doesn't believe that there's a God. These are beyond that. These are anti-Christian. They want to destroy Christianity and Judaism, anything that has any Judeo-Christian heritage. And that's exactly the MO of the founders of Freedom From Religion Foundation. They teamed up with the American Humanist Association, and they both have the same goal. And that is, they don't like America because they don't like its roots and foundation. Believe me, if they could, and no question, I'm sure they want to, they would want to ultimately rewrite the Declaration of Independence. I'm sure they hate it. You know they hate it.
Mm.
That we are endowed by our Creator. Our birthright says that, our birth certificate, with certain unalienable rights among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That would be next. So continue to pray for this case and others. We continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family through litigation, education, and public policy. Join us in this effort. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel and all of our staff. and join us. Find out more information about how you can be involved. Go to lc.org, go to our on-site store, and sign up for our emails and newsletters right there. Remember, any contribution this month, December 31, your time zone, midnight, will be doubled with our matching challenge grant.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.